Revelation chapter 5. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the centre of the throne, encircled by four living creatures and their elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power for ever and ever. This is the word of the Lord."
You know that experience when you find yourself just crying uncontrollably because things have gone so wrong and you can't see how it can ever be resolved? John is distraught in Revelation 5, verses 1 to 5. He's still in the heavenly throne room we've been thinking about these last few weeks, but now he's beside himself with grief. Grief and distress at the state of the world. Grief and distress at the idea that the world is unfixable. There's this tantalizing scroll in God's hand, and John can see writing on it, but it's sealed up and no one can open it. We're never told exactly what's written there, but judging by the following chapters, it seems to hold words that are related to the winding up of history, to judgment for mankind, and to the ushering in of God's kingdom of justice and peace and joy. And no one is worthy to open it and read. And so John weeps and weeps. Does that resonate for you at all just now? All our routines have suddenly been torn up, being largely confined to our homes, difficulties getting hold of some basic necessities, people suffering and some of them dying. And we long, as people have been longing for generations, for restoration, for healing, for justice, for peace. And whilst this coronavirus pandemic will pass, we're not able to achieve all these things ourselves, not in a lasting way. But in John's vision, one of the elders says to him, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Do not weep. Instead, see. There's a new character in the book of Revelation, and he is able. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, referring us back to Genesis chapter 49. The Root of David, pointing us to Isaiah chapter 11. Someone is coming to fulfill Old Testament prophecies, and he has triumphed. He is able. He is the one we need, and the one our world needs. And he is Jesus Christ. And then John sees this new character, and he sees a lamb. It's one of those real double-take moments. The powerful warrior coming to set us free. The fulfiller of prophecy is a lamb. And moreover, a lamb looking as if it had been slain. And yes, Jesus had been dead and buried. And what could be weaker and more ineffective than that? But the lamb is not dead now. Looking as if it had been slain, yes, but now it's standing at the centre of the throne. It is resolutely alive. Once it was dead, now it is not. And it's standing right where God reigns, from his throne. This is some lamb. The lamb's power comes from his having been weak, having been killed, and yet death was not strong enough to destroy this Jesus. That's why we celebrate Easter. He was dead, now is alive, and so he offers hope. Good Friday and Easter Sunday, they're inextricably linked. Jesus in heaven still bears his wounds, but they're not a sign of shame and weakness any longer. Now they're a sign of his power and of his glory. The elders sing a new song. "You are worthy," they sing to the Lamb, "worthy to take and open the scroll." There will be the hope, restoration, justice and peace that we so long for, everything that John was crying for earlier. "Because you were slain." Jesus' death sets him apart as unique in the history of the world, the perfect one who could uniquely stand in our place and die for others. And the consequences are enormous. He has ransomed us, purchased us for God with his blood, they sing. All the cost and the consequences of our rebellion against God paid once and for all. He did it for people from every tribe and language and people and nation. No favoritism. Everyone redeemed by Jesus, of equal worth, all are his forever. And he sends us on mission for him. "A kingdom and priests to serve our God," they sing. Jesus reigns, and we serve under his rule and spread his good news to the ends of the earth. In dying and rising again, Jesus has seized control of the world's destiny. The scene ends with a great chorus of praise. The elders' song is picked up by millions of angels who sing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." And finally, every single living creature joins in those praises, and there is a resounding Amen. There's much in the book of Revelation that John has yet to see, that we have yet to read, but the die has been cast. We've met the main character, the Lamb of God, who died but now is unstoppably alive, and who is the object of all this worship. Jesus died and now is alive forever. That's the message of Revelation chapter 5. That's the message of Easter. He died for you, for me, for us, to pay our debt, to make us his forever, so we can serve him, our Lord and our King, and participate in his work. Let's follow him. Let's worship him. Let's serve him. He alone is worthy. Amen.